Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to your latest edition of the Redmen TV Bite Size. My name is Dan Club. It is Tuesday, the 29th of August, and I'm here to run you through some of the latest news stories doing the rounds when it comes to the Reds. And, of course, it's transfer season. It's transfer related. We're very much in sight of the transfer deadline coming up upon us. It is Friday, 11 p.m. That deadline passes, and we all hope the Reds can get some more business over the line before that happens. And one story that, yet again, does not go away, and one name that keeps on cropping up when we do these shows, is that of Ryan Gravenberch. The Bayern Munich midfielder is unhappy in Germany. He hasn't been happy more or less since he got there, essentially, simply because he hasn't been playing enough football. I told you yesterday he played 10 minutes from the bench in Bayern Munich's 3-1 win over Augsburg on the weekend. He got booked in that time. He then told reporters that he doesn't know what's going to happen over the next few days. Not exactly sure down the prospect of him staying at Bayern Munich, or indeed, of course, suggesting he'll definitely be on the move either. But this morning, Florian Plettenberg, friend of the show, Sky Sports reporter from Germany, has tweeted that the feeling is that Liverpool could push for Ryan Gravenberch in the next days. Bayern are waiting for concrete offers. He's currently their number four choice in central midfield under Thomas Tuchel. He says Ryan Gravenberch wants to play regularly and is unhappy with his situation. The player has not been informed of a potential swap deal so far. And he goes on to say Gravenberch is one to watch until deadline day. And it very much feels like that. I spoke to Neil Jones this morning on our Journal Insight show, and he essentially said that if there's an opportunity there, Liverpool will be making the move, trying to make the move happen at the very least. They won't let Ryan Gravenberch suddenly become available and just let him slip away. They will be taking action. It feels like if Bayern Munich, for whatever reason, decide that we can't keep an unhappy player here, or, you know, he's no use to us, or they sign someone themselves and Gravenberch suddenly is on the market, Liverpool would then try and make that move happen. So let's hope. I think in terms of his style, he's that multifunctional player that we've heard so much about, and the type that Liverpool want to try and go and get. He definitely fits that bill. He's very young still. He doesn't even take up a non-homegrown spot. He's that young. I think there's lots and lots of things to like about Gravenberch. He's a player that we've wanted for some time. I've said on numerous shows we liked him when he was at Ajax before he made the move to Bayern. So it feels as though if there's a move to happen, Liverpool will definitely jump over that opportunity, and it won't even cost that much. I've been told previously it'd be sort of around the £20 million mark, which is an absolute bargain for somebody so talented. Like I say, can play in the six, can definitely play in the eight, could even play in more advanced roles than that in terms of being a 10. So a player to watch over the next few hours, I think, let alone days, and one that could well be a very viable option for Jurgen Klopp's squad. Next up, I want to talk about an attacking option. Now, this one only really sort of comes into play if a certain Mohamed Salah leaves. And we've all seen the reports, we've all heard the stories about Saudi's interest in him. I brought the news yesterday there was a potential bid being readied from Al Ittihad of around the €150 million mark. Now, Johan Bakayoko, young PSV forward, left-footed right winger, so fits the bill in terms of that. Liverpool, Everton, Burnley and Crystal Palace are reportedly interested in the 20-year-old. Again, I think there's a a sort of future-proofing element to this. If he doesn't move anywhere this summer, maybe he's a player that remains on Liverpool's radar. If the worst does happen and the doomsday scenario sort of plays out over the next few days and Salah does leave for Saudi Arabia, maybe Liverpool have to move forwards much quicker than they would like on a player like Bakayoko. I've seen the likes of Jared Bowen linked as well, Joao Felix and different options like that. None of them can hold a candle to Mohamed Salah, of course. So I wonder whether a Bakayoko type who's a lot younger, you've got time on his side, he can learn the role. I wonder whether he would be a more viable option for that. Like I say, none of them even come close to what Salah offers, has offered and will continue to offer for Liverpool. So let's all hope that, I mean, the problem is the Saudi window stays open longer than ours. So let's all hope in a couple of weeks' time we can sit here with Mohamed Salah very much still a Liverpool footballer and we can kick that particular can down the road, because that's not a comfortable conversation to be having. Salah watch will continue for a good few more days yet. But yeah, I think January next summer feels like a more comfortable time to have that conversation and address that issue. Now, I want to touch on some of the defender stuff now, because this is another area of the field that's been doing the rounds in some people's concerns, and people are unhappy with the balance, unhappy with the depth that we've got in defensive situations, which I understand completely. Andy Robertson filling in sort of a left-sided centre-back role in our new system doesn't really suit him, doesn't sort of play to his best attributes. So there is conversations to be had, and it's made even worse now by the fact that Konate is likely to miss the weekend. Obviously, Virgil van Dijk is now suspended for the weekend. So straight away, we're down to Joel Matip and Joe Gomez. Two on their day, fine footballers who would make a fine central defensive partnership at any level in the Premier League. But we all know their days are becoming and have been few and far between for some time. They're both injury prone. They've both got issues when it comes to the fitness and staying fit. So yeah, there are problems there. Now, Piero Hincapié is a player that Liverpool have been looking at. The interest does appear to be legitimate in him by Leverkusen defender, of course. Now, in terms of fee, you're looking at around the €70 million mark. But more importantly, there's been reports today that Joe Gomez is wanted by Al Ittihad. That came from Fabrizio Romano, and West Ham also are looking at Joe Gomez. That comes from The Times, and it says that the Hammers have been discussing the possibility of a late bid for Gomez. And likewise, Joel Matip is also on the radar of Stade Rennais in France, according to L'Equipe. So there's not a world whereby you sell either of those footballers at this stage in the window. Of course there isn't, unless you have serious reinforcements lined up. I'm not even sure you can go like for like. I'm not sure you can sell Gomez, for instance, and then sign Hincapié, for example. I'm not sure you can do the same with Matip either. I think if you're going to sell either of them, you've got to have a minimum of two coming through the door just to sort of bolster your options again, because like I say, we are short of them. And another person to mention all of this is Nat Phillips, because who knows what happens between now and the end of the deadline with him. I spoke to Neil again on this, and it feels as though he needs to make a move, doesn't he? He needs to go and play football somewhere. Obviously, Joel Quantz has moved ahead of him in the pecking order, looking at the fact that he came on at St. James's Park. Phillips wasn't even on the bench for that game. So clearly, Joel Quantz is a lad that they like. He's a lad that looks like he might stick around for the rest of the season, and one they're willing to put some faith in, put some trust in, and a player they think has the potential and the ability to move on in his Liverpool career. Whilst on that, Phillips, as much as he's cult hero status, he did that great job for us in the year whereby we didn't look like getting top four, and then we did in no small part due to Phillips. I've said this like the last 2-3 transfer windows now, the time has most definitely come for Nat Phillips to be moving on and finding some regular football that he deserves. He deserves to be playing regular footy somewhere, not sort of lingering in the background of Liverpool, hoping that somebody might break down, he might get a game every now and then. He needs more than that, I think. Just to recap on some of the news, Ryan Gravenberch, Liverpool could push for Gravenberch in the final days of the window, and that could be an opportunity that presents itself quite nicely if all goes to plan. Johan Bakayoko, Liverpool are pushing to sign Bakayoko, the PSV forward. Burnley, Crystal Palace and Everton are also keen on him. Mohamed Salah watch, that continues to go on another day. That will rumble on until the Saudi window closes, or indeed Mohamed Salah himself comes out and says not this summer. Hincapié remains on the radar for Liverpool by Leverkusen defender. West Ham and Al Ittihad want Joe Gomez. Stade Rennais in France want Joel Matip and Nat Phillips. Nat Phillips needs to find a football club to go and play for, and I'm sure there'll be some takers out there because he's a good player. He's a decent centre-half. You can rely on him. Trust me. Yeah, that's all the news. I just want to tell you before I go that over on redmenmerch.com, we have a 20% off sale on all clothing. If you use code DEADLINE at checkout, you will get 20% off whatever it is you want. There's some Boss stuff on there, so go and check that out, redmenmerch.com. And if you haven't already, make sure you sign up to redmenplus.com. As a captain or a legend, we will have every single angle of the next few days covered on the transfer scenario, plus all the match day stuff and all the other Boss stuff that we do all the time. Anyway, that's been Red Men Bite Size. I've been Dan Klopp. I will speak to you again very, very soon. Take it easy.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
ACAST powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.